Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Yomim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldreyer, and today Maseches Kedushin, Daf Lamed Beis. The first parak, Hayisha Niknes. The Zichud Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas HaTorah. So the details we're going to focus on are: the Gemara asks, who pays for the parents' needs? Rav Yehuda says, Mishal Ben, it's funded from the son's assets. Rav Nasan Bar Ashai says, Mishal Av, from the father's assets and the son's obligation is only physically providing their needs. The Gemara rules they are funded by the father's assets. This is challenged from our Bryce, which teaches that Kibud Av even involves Chesron Kis, a monetary loss, indicating that it should come from the son's assets. The Gemara answers, L'bitul Malacha, the son could sustain a loss from the interruption of his work while caring for his parents. This is further challenged from Eliezer describing the extent of Kibud Av. To the point that if his father takes a wallet and throws it into the sea in his presence, he doesn't shame his father. Now, if the son need not suffer any monetary loss, then the father must be throwing his own wallet, so why should the son care? The Gemara answers that it refers to where the son stands to inherit this wallet. Similarly, Rav Huna once tore silks in the presence of his son Rabba to test him if he would get angry. The Gemara proceeds to analyze Rav Huna's actions. Pointing to Rav Chisda said that a father can waive his son's obligation to honor him. However, a Rav Shalmacho Kvodo en Kvodo Machu, a teacher who waives his right to honor, his honor isn't waived. Rav Yosef said that even a teacher's honor can be waived. As the Pasuk says, Vashem holach lifnehem yomam, and Hashem went before them by day, indicating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate teacher, waived his honor by leading the nation. Rava objected that Hashem is different. Ami dilehu v'toy dilehi. The world is his and the Torah is his. Machalei likare, so he can waive his honor. Acha toy dilehi. But here regarding a teacher, is the Torah his that he can waive the honor which is due him because of the Torah's honor? Rava later retracted, in toy dilehi. Indeed, the Torah is his. As the Pasuk says, uvasoraso yehege yom v'layla. And about his Torah, he ponders day and night. Later, Rav Ashi says that all agree that a Nasi cannot waive his honor. This is refuted from an incident which Rav Gamliel, the Nasi, served drinks to several sages at his son's wedding feast. Rav Eliezer didn't allow Rav Gamliel to serve him, but Rabbi Yeshua did. He explained that Avram himself, who was greater than Rav Gamliel and the greatest of his generation, waited on the angels who he thought were Arabs. Rav Yitzchak added that a better proof that a Nasi can waive his honor is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is involved in providing food for all people. Rather, Rav Ashi said that even if the Nasi's honor can be waived, the king's honor cannot based on a pasuk. And point number three, Abraisa states about the pasuk, Mifnei Seva Takum, before an old man you shall rise, Yako Afil Mifnei Zakna Shmai. One might think the obligation applies even for a sinful and ignorant old man. So the Torah also writes, Zakin and Ein Zakin El Chochem. The word Zakin only means a sage based on a pasuk. Rav Yossi Aglia says Zakin means Zesha Kana Chachma, he who has acquired wisdom, and the Gemara will explain that he holds one must even stand for a young scholar. At the end of the Braisa, Isi Ben Yehuda says, Afil Kol Seva B'mashma, the Pasuk implies every old man, including a Zakin Ashmai. The Gemara will say that the halacha follows Isi Ben Yehuda. The Braisa derives several other halachas of standing for the elderly, including that it applies B'makam Sheish Hidur, where there is honor given by standing, and not at a distance, nor in a bathhouse. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Gemara asks, who pays for the parents' needs? Rav Yehuda says, Mishal Ben, it's funded from the son's assets. Rav Nasan Bar Ashai says, Mishal Av, from the father's assets and the son's obligation is only physically providing their needs. The Gemara rules they are funded by the father's assets. This is challenged from our Bryce, which teaches that Kibud Av even involves Chesron Kis, a monetary loss, indicating that it should come from the son's assets. The Gemara answers, L'bitul Malacha, the son could sustain a loss from the interruption of his work while caring for his parents. This is further challenged from Eliezer describing the extent of Kibud Av. To the point that if his father takes a wallet and throws it into the sea in his presence, he doesn't shame his father. Now, if the son need not suffer any monetary loss, then the father must be throwing his own wallet, so why should the son care? The Gemara answers that it refers to where the son stands to inherit this wallet. Similarly, Rav Huna once tore silks in the presence of his son Rabba to test him if he would get angry. The Gemara proceeds to analyze Rav Huna's actions. Pointing to Rav Chisda said that a father can waive his son's obligation to honor him. However, a Rav Shalmacho Kvodo en Kvodo Machu, a teacher who waives his right to honor, his honor isn't waived. Rav Yosef said that even a teacher's honor can be waived. As the Pasuk says, Vashem holach lifnehem yomam, and Hashem went before them by day, indicating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate teacher, waived his honor by leading the nation. Rava objected that Hashem is different. Ami dilehu v'toy dilehi. The world is his and the Torah is his. Machalei likare, so he can waive his honor. Acha toy dilehi. But here regarding a teacher, is the Torah his that he can waive the honor which is due him because of the Torah's honor? Rava later retracted, "In Tori Dilehi, indeed, the Torah is his. As the Pasuk says, Uvasoraso Yehege Yom Vilayla, and about his Torah, he ponders day and night." Later, Ravashi says that all agree that a Nasi cannot waive his honor. This is refuted from an incident which Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi, served drinks to several sages at his son's wedding feast. Rabbi Eliezer didn't allow Rabbi Gamliel to serve him, but Rabbi Yeshua did. He explained that Avram himself, who was greater than Rabbi Gamliel and the greatest of his generation, waited on the angels who he thought were Arabs. Rabbi Sadak added that a better proof that a Nasi can waive his honor is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is involved in providing food for all people. Rather, Ravashi said that even if the Nasi's honor can be waived, the king's honor cannot based on a pasuk. And point number three, a brisa states about the pasuk, Mifnei seva takum, before an old man you shall rise, Yaku afil mifnei zakna shmai. One might think the obligation applies even for a sinful and ignorant old man. So the Torah also writes, zakin and ein zakin el chokhm. The word zakin only means a sage based on a pasuk. Rabbi Yossi Agli says Zakin means Zesha Kana Chachma, he who has acquired wisdom, and the Gemara will explain that he holds one must even stand for a young scholar. At the end of the Braisa, Isi Ben Yehuda says, Afil Kol Seva B'mashma, the Pasuk implies every old man, including a Zakin Ashmai. The Gemara will say that the halacha follows Isi Ben Yehuda. The Braisa derives several other halachas of standing for the elderly, including that it applies B'makam Sheyesh Hidur, where there is honor given by standing, and not at a distance, nor in a bathhouse. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Lamed Beis, and our standard simon is a lab. A lab, so here goes. The lab scientist monitoring the stress levels of a son who didn't react when watching his father throw the wallet full of diamonds he was going to inherit into the sea also tried to determine if a Rebbe would be moch on his kavod when his students didn't stand for him but stood for an old ignorant man entering the lab. Once again, in slow motion. The lab scientist lab, that must be Simur Daf Lamed Beis. The lab scientist monitoring the stress levels of a son who didn't react when watching his father throw the wallet full of diamonds he was going to inherit into the sea, which reminds us, the Gemara brings him halachos. If the funding for kibbutz is from the son's asset or the father's, and rules that it's from the father's assets. This is challenged from Rabbi Yezu describing the extent of kibbutz of, to the point that if his father takes his wallet and throws it into the sea in his presence, he doesn't shame his father. Now, if the son doesn't need to suffer any monetary loss, then the father must be throwing his own wallet, so why should the son care? The Gemara answers that it refers to where the son stands to inherit this wallet. So the lab scientist monitoring the stress levels of a son who didn't react when watching his father threw the wallet full of diamonds he was going to inherit into the sea, also tried to determine if a Rebbe would be moch on his kavod when his students didn't stand for him, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said that a father can waive his son's obligation to honor him. However, a Rav Shemachal kvodo en kvodo machal, a teacher who waives his right to honor, his honor is not waived. Rav Yosef said that even a teacher's honor can be waived, as the Pasuk says, Vashem holach lifnehem yomam, and Hashem went before them by day, indicating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate teacher, waived his honor by leading the nation. The Gemara goes on to discuss whether a Nasi or king may forego their honor. So the lab scientist monitoring the stress levels of a son, who didn't react when watching his father throw the wallet full of diamonds he was going to inherit into the sea, also tried to determine if a Rebbe would be mocha on his kavod when his students didn't stand for him, but stood for an old ignorant man entering the lab, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses standing in honor of the elderly and says that the halacha follows Isi ben Yehuda, who holds that the pasuk of Mifnei Seva Takum, before an old man you shall rise, even applies for a sinful and ignorant old man. So once again, the lab scientist monitoring the stress levels of a son who didn't react when watching his father throw the wallet full of diamonds he was going to inherit into the sea, also tried to determine if a Rebbe would be moch on his kavod when his students didn't stand for him, but stood for an old ignorant man entering the lab. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf chav ches. So the simon daf chav ches is a strong man, koach. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more daf chav ches. The strong man who picked up the man who said, swear that you're not my evid, Ivri, in his right hand, which reminds us, in describing the extent that Gilgul Shmuel can obligate one to swear Ravatad, a claimant could say, swear that you're not my Evid Ivri. This is not an ordinary monetary claim, because Ravatad on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that an Evid Ivri is Gufu Kanui, his body is owned by the master, and therefore likened to land. So the strong man who picked up the man who said, swear that you're not my Evid Ivri, in his right hand, while picking up an ox in his left hand to do a kinyan chalipin with a donkey, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, kol nasa dan b'acher, regarding anything used as payment for something else. Once the seller acquired it, the buyer becomes responsible for its exchange, meaning the item being exchanged for it becomes his. An illustration is then given of exchanging an ox for a cow or donkey for an ox. After the more challenges the implication of the Mishnah, that coins may be used for a chalipin, it interprets the Mishnah to mean kol nishum damim becher, anything requiring evaluation to be used as payment for something else can affect chalipin. This teaches that all movable items, and not just utensils like the shoe of the pasuk of chalipin, may be used, which is illustrated by the exchange of an ox for a cow. So the strong man who picked up the man who said, "Swear that you're not my Eved Ivri," in his right hand, while picking up an ox in his left hand to do a kinyan chalipin with a donkey, was impressed by the power of Hekdesh when he overheard someone say, "This cow is hereby an Ola, and it automatically belonged to the temple, which was far off in the distance." Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, "Rishusa gavua bekesef, rishusa hedya bechazaka," the holy domain, meaning Hekdesh, acquires with money, but an ordinary personal domain acquires with a proprietary act, referring here to Mashiach. And amirasol gavua kmirasol hedya, one's declaration to give to Hekdesh is equivalent to his giving over an item to an ordinary person. Therefore, if one says, "This cow is hereby an ola," or "This house is hereby Hekdesh," afil basofa olam kana, even if they're at the other end of the world, Hekdesh acquires them. A private person always requires Mashiach. So the Simur Daf Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. At the grand Avos Ubanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot, that must be more Daf Chav Tes. At the grand Avos Ubanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot with the diamond-shaped pillow, watching their husbands teach Torah, a trade, and swimming techniques to their sons, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches which mitzvahs women are exempt from, called mitzvahs of Ben Ala'av, regarding all mitzvahs of the son upon the father, anashim chayavim nashim b'turos. Men are obligated and women are exempt. Included in these mitzvahs are teaching one's son Torah, a trade, and some say, how to swim. So at the grand Avos Ubanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot with the diamond-shaped pillow, watching their husbands teach Torah, a trade, and swimming techniques to their sons, there was a fiery lecture on huliftos ubenoliftos, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, huliftos ubenoliftos. If the father himself needs to be redeemed as Bechor, and his firstborn son needs to be redeemed, the Tanakhama says, hu kodum livno, he takes precedence over his son and redeems himself first. Rav Yudah says, his son takes precedence, shezeh mitzvasu alavi, because his own mitzvah is primarily incumbent on his own father, who should have redeemed him. Vezeh mitzvahs beno alav, and his son's mitzvah is primarily incumbent upon him. So at the grand Avos Ubanim event, where the exempt mother stood proudly behind the large cot with a diamond-shaped pillow, watching their husbands teach Torah, a trade, and swimming techniques to their sons, there was a fiery lecture on huliftos ubenoliftos, attended by a bachur who wanted to learn first and then planned on getting married, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what should be done in a conflict between learning Torah first or marrying a wife. Daf Lamed, so the Simur Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, Melamed, that must be more Daf Lamed. Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, who brought his grandson to class one day in order to teach him Torah, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion whether one is chayiv to teach his grandson Torah. So Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, who brought his grandson to class one day in order to teach him Torah, got so much nachas when the young boy finally answered sharply without any hesitation, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, the pasuk says, "Vishinantam, and you shall teach them thoroughly." Shiyu divei Torah mechudadim b'ficha, teaching that the words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth, so that if a man will ask you something in Torah, al tegam de betomerlo, you will not stammer, and then tell him, ela omer lo miyad, rather you will answer him immediately. So Rabbi Diamond the Melamed, who brought his grandson to class one day in order to teach him Torah, got so much nachas when the young boy finally answered sharply without any hesitation that he gave him a prize medicine bottle shaped like a Sefer Torah to keep the Yetzirah away, which reminds us, a braisa darshens the pasuk with samtem, and you shall place as samtam, a perfect medicine, teaching nimshel Torah kasam chaim. The Torah is compared to a life-giving medicine. This is analogous to a father who struck his son and placed a compress upon his wound. He told him that as long as the compress was in place, he could eat, drink, and bathe as he pleased, despite these being potentially harmful to his injury. But if he removes the compress, his injury will worsen. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yisrael, Banai, my son, barasi yetzohar, barasi lo Torah tavlin. I create the yetzohar, and I create the Torah as its antidote. Imatem oskim b'Torah, and if you involve yourself in Torah, you will not be given over into his hand. Daf Lamedov, so the Simran Daf Lamedov relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. When the family court judge, that must be run Daf Lamedov, the law. When the family court judge with the diamond gavel, whose motto above his bench was respect tati, fear mami, which reminds us honoring a father is before honoring a mother in the pasuk, because a son naturally honors his mother because she speaks in a way that wins him over. And fearing a mother comes before fearing a father in the pasuk, because a son naturally fears his father because he teaches him Torah. So when the family court judge with a diamond gavel, whose motto above his bench was Respectati Firmami, denied the sage's request for a court order against an inspiring adult who had refused to wake up his father for a key they wanted, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer was asked, Ad heichan kibud av ve'em, what is the extent of the mitzvah of honoring one's father and mother? And he answered, go and see what one idolater, Damba ben Nasina, did in Ashkelon, who refused to wake up his father despite losing out on a great financial opportunity. So when the family court judge with a diamond gavel, whose motto above his bench was Respectati Firmami, denied the sage's request for a court order against an inspiring adult who had refused to wake up his father for a key they wanted, he inspired sons in the back of the courtroom who brought food and drink to their fathers, which reminds us, a braisa teaches what constitutes fearing a parent and honoring a parent. Fearing means one may not stand in his father's designated place, nor sit in his designated place, and one may not contradict his father's words, nor may he weigh in on a disagreement between his father and another person. Honor means one gives his father to eat and drink, he dresses and covers him, and he brings him in and takes him out. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you discuss what one does in a case of huliftos ubenoliftos? The father needs to be redeemed and the son needs to be redeemed. That's on Duff. Chavtes. Good. Number two, which stuff do we discuss whether a father, a rav, a nasi, or a king can be mochel on their kavod? That's on Duff. Lamed Beis. Good. Number three, which stuff do we the incident with Dama ben Nasina and we learn how far one should go to honor their parents? That's on Duff. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number four, which stuff do we learn about Kinyan Chalipin and exchanging a cow for a donkey? That's on Duff. Chavches. Good. Number five, which stuff do we have a braisa that darshans from the word besamtem, that the Torah is a samtam, a perfect medicine, and that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, barasi yetzahora, barasi Torah tavlin. That's on Duff. Lamed. Good. Number six, which of the one that one should even stand for an ignorant and sinful old man? That's on Duff. Lamed Beis. Good. Number seven, which of you discuss why the pasuk puts honoring a father first before honoring a mother and fearing a mother before fearing a father? That's on Duff. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you discuss what one should do in a conflict between learning Torah first or marrying first? That's on Duff. Chavtes. Good. Number nine, which stuff do you learn that son should not even react if he sees his father throw his future inheritance into the sea? That's on Duff. Lamed Beis. Good. And number ten, which stuff do you learn mitzvahs of a father of which women are exempt, such as teaching their sons Torah, a trait, and how to swim? That's on Duff. Chavtes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.